Bayou Sauvage flows through East New Orleans. Fisherman Pete Guerica and his family tried to ride out Hurricane Katrina in their home, but a tornado tore the brick house into chunks smaller than a Volkswagen. His family had to take refuge in a tree. We visited Pete Guerica last week and asked him how he and his wife Clara were doing.
Basically, we're just picking up the pieces right now, and hopefully we'll be back to fishing next week. But as far as working with the farmers markets and stuff like that, I got to get a little processor facility put together, temporary place, which will probably be about another 2 weeks.
How many boats did you have?
I had a total of 4 boats that worked before the storm. I'm down to 1 boat that's busted up that I can work.
Is that boat over there? It looks like it's been sawed in half.
That one's got to have major repairs. I mean, I got a boat I'm buying to replace that one. That's something I can fix up quick and cheap. But the slow boat behind us with the outboard, that's the only one that was working after the storm. And good thing it was, because that's what I got the family out of the tree with.
What's a day like for you, typical day for you?
Every day is a new experience. I mean, you got the insurance people you got to fight. You got the city with the power company, and you got everybody. We don't have electricity out here yet. We just got water a week ago. I mean, water's really necessary. I mean, there's a lot of stuff could have been saved out here and even further into the city from the east here. If people would have had water, but we didn't have water quick enough to clean things with.
So what do you think about the future?
It's going to take a long time. You know, you hear stories of people thinking that things are going to come back in 2 years, maybe 5 years, and I say they're all full of it. It's going to take at least, 15, maybe 20 years to get this city back to where it resembles what it used to be.
But what about your place? I mean, how long is it going to take to just clear out the stuff?
Well, we've been working for 3 months, and you still see what's left, so it's... You know, it's taking time. It's going to take longer, depending on how quick we can get money from insurance companies and stuff like that to start structure back. And then that's another problem. Now as time's lapsing, you're waiting on insurance people, you're getting further behind the list on materials. I mean, I got contractors lined up, but materials are hard to get.
You plan to stay?
Oh, yeah. I was just about raised out here. I've been out here since I was born, just about. As long, first memories is out here. We had a camp out here, and... I'm staying. I mean, I think this is a freak thing that happened here. You know, maybe we're good for another 40 years. It was Betsy was the last hard hit we had out here. It was nothing like this. Neither was Camille. You know, I figured we'd go back. We were above flood grade. We wouldn't have had water on the top floor if it wouldn't have fell.
What keeps you going?
Yeah, I think fishing people in general are just people that can take the blows because it's a hard life. It's just like farming. Every day is a new adventure, and you learn to be resilient, and you just look forward and don't look back. Eustace dead, and you got to look forward.
To hear the full conversation with Pete and Clara Guerica, go to our website at npr.org.